of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning, everyone. And good to have you, and good to see you. Good to be back again, and hope you had a beautiful Thanksgiving and family time, a blessed time with everyone. As we read in the Synaxarium right now, we're starting a new season of the church, starting the church season of the Advent, the fasting of the Nativity. From now, as we heard, 43 days, 40 days for Moses who received the word of God, and 3 days, as we just read, as a commemoration of the miraculous miracle that happened in the 10th century and the persecution that was against the church and the challenge that you cannot, if really you believe, as it says in the scripture, that you have faith as the mustard seed, and you can move mountain, and that's exactly what happened in Egypt. And with that, you know, the church has been preparing us for that season. So the last two Sundays of, or the first two Sundays of the month of Hatur, which are the two Sundays before the fast, the beginning of the fast, talking about the what, if you remember, last Sunday and the Sunday before. I know last Saturday you prayed, but you prayed, you read the readings of Sunday. The parable of the sower, of the seed. And we said several times, and it said in the scripture and in the part that we read, that the seed is what? The word of God. The word of God. And the church fathers' teaching is always talking and linking two things together. The word of God and God the word. Because they are the same. The word of God and God the word. So keep this in mind. The word of God and God the word, the logos. Right, so that's why, you know, the first two Sundays of the Coptic month of Hatur, which precedes the fast, the church is reminding us, remember and be aware and be ready, because the Word of God, God the Word, became man, and we are celebrating this. Right, so that is how we can the idea behind it. Then comes this week and next week the last two Sundays of the month of Hatur, about the application of that. You'll hear a lot, you know, carry your cross. You hear a lot, you know, if you really want to be a disciple, do this and this and this, right? So all those things are kind of important to understand as we are starting this season, as we are going through that. And as also we are preparing ourselves, not just for a celebration, but for just the solution of the whole world, the solution of each person's problem, the solution of everyone's issue, which is God coming in order to give us life and to give us a new life and a renewed life with Him. With that, as I said, that becomes the reason for how we can live that life, how the Word of God, or God the Word, can really be in our hearts, and how we can live this. Three things that we can focus on in the next few minutes as we are starting the fast, right? But first of all, you know, as a congregation, as people, as a group, you know, we all have to fast together, right? Again, it's not about the food. It's not about the food. But about the spirit and about the mindset and about the oneness that we're all together into this. We're all together into this. That we are starting something because we are all asking God, the Lord, in order to be prepared. And one thing also that the church always gives us, that you know, if we are, you know, whether we are born in Orthodoxy or joining, you know, something to understand, that the Great Lent, the time of the fasting of the Great Lent before Easter, is more of what? Of repentance, of humility, of actually, you know, kind of the tears and the waiting for the salvation. But the fast of the Nativity is a fast full of what? Of joy, right? Of joy. Why? Because, in Sunday the 3rd will be the first Sunday of the month of Kiyak, the Coptic month, which we are all celebrating again, the Nativity, celebrating the birth, celebrating and commemorating, you know, the Virgin Mary, as she was part of that, and she accepted the Annunciation and said, you know, here I am, the maiden of the Lord. All those things are giving us a reason to what? to be joyful, to be excited, because we are celebrating and we are waiting for him. What does that mean for us? It means several things. But before anything, I want to read passage of from the Old Testament, because I think it has a very, 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 just one verse actually, has a very, very relevant to what we're talking about now and what we are to do right now. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, 1 Samuel, you know, again, talking a lot about, you know, starting by the problem of Eli, the priest, and his two children, and how they were very corrupted and left the Lord and everything. And then because of that, you know, the Philistines came through and took the Ark of the Covenant and caused shame and caused that the Lord is not in the midst of his people anymore. And then Samuel came, right? And for, as it says, for a long time, over for 400 years, now the Lord starts to be what? To reveal himself and to bring back again the word of God. So as of this, Samuel gathered the people because they were defeated several times and gathered the people. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3 says this. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, not just returning, shub in Hebrew is tub in Arabic, toba, auda, rugu'a, return. But it's what? It's from all the heart. Then, it's not just, okay, here we are, we're going to return to you, God. You know, we're celebrating, we're starting the fast, and we are going to get ready, and it's just the church season, and Abuna keeps bugging us, and the church keeps bugging us, are you fasting or not? No, 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 it's not about that. It's not about that. Samuel told, gather the people after being defeated several times, after the Ark of the Covenant, the glory of the Lord is taken away from them. And he said, if you will return to the Lord with all your heart. Do those things. Three verbs, actually. If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and direct your heart to the Lord and serve him only. Put away the foreign gods, the Ashtoreth and all the gods, and direct your heart to the Lord and serve him, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. If you are returning, return with those three conditions. Put away the other gods, direct your heart, and serve him. Serve him. And that's what we'll talk about here in the next few minutes as we are coming and celebrating that fast. But also we have to link this to the reading today. Because actually that is exactly what's in the reading today. The reading today of the Gospel of St. Luke, talking about that, and talking about the idea of, again, the Lord was you know, continuing to teach and preach, and too many people are with him, but then he was not happy with that. Like, I don't want people to follow me, right? I don't want people just to follow me. I want something much more than that. I want something that much more than that. I just don't want people to come to show up on Sunday, right? I don't want people just, you know, say, mumble a couple words in the morning and a couple words in the evening, and that's it. I don't want this. I don't want this. At one point, the Lord is telling his people in Hosea and in several places in the Old Testament like that, who asked you to fast? I don't even want you to fast. You know, you are the one who made up this fasting. You know, so don't come and say, well, the Lord is demanding. Because, you know, I'm not demanding anything. I'm demanding one thing, which is what? Your heart. To return to me with all your heart. So let's not get into the rituals and forget the core. I'm not telling anybody not to fast, no. But I'm saying if we fast, let's fast in the right way. If you fast in the right way. The liturgy, the gospel of the liturgy today, again, St. Luke and chapter 14 starts with this again. Starts with, now great multitudes went with him, and he returned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And then talking to them about, if you want to start something, you have to do what first? Count the cost. So you'll see that those three things, you know, relationships and self and counting the cost will actually parallel the other three things, which are what, if you remember, from Samuel. Let me see if you remember or not. First one was what? Remove other gods, the foreign gods. Number two is direct your heart. And number three, serve. Can you see a parallel? Yes. If you can, to go back home and look at it again and see. That's your homework. Relationship, which becomes an idol. Right? By saying hate, it doesn't mean that you hate, but it means what? You don't love anything and anyone more than him. More than him. Our social life becomes an actual idol. Our relationship with each other, with our families, with our loved ones, with our everything becomes an idol. And replaces and takes place of the Lord. And I'm the first one to admit this. We all like to socialize. We all like to connect. We all like to have fun. Right? But is it taking the word the place of the Lord? If you return to me with all your hearts, let's be careful. Let's be careful. Remove the foreign gods. And then the parallel of that in the Gospel today of St. Luke, that what? Hate, unless you hate, which sounds very, very, very harsh. If anyone comes to me, does not hate his father and mother. It's not hate. It's like not loving anybody more than I. More than I. Is it taking place or not? Is it taking his place or not? This is one. Number two, which is the self. The self. And the self, again, the first parallel, Luke 14 to 1 Samuel 7, the first one is remove, right? Remove. Remove. Don't let anybody, anyone, anything take his place, right? And love that thing, that person, that relationship, that position, anything more than him. If we are trying and starting that fast in order to really celebrate his coming, let's give him the honor, right? Where it says in the Old Testament, you know, you took my honor. The actual word is what? You stole the honor that is his when took it for ourselves. Number two is establish. In the translation that you read here, direct your heart, but it's actually establish your heart. The actual word in Hebrew coming from the verb kun, yakun in Arabic, which is what? Being. Have him the being of your heart. Not just direct, not just established, it's not quite strong. But the original is much, much stronger. Have him the being of the heart. How can I do that? Again, this is why the church is reminding us for this time. Because as I am directing my mind towards certain kind of food, I have to direct my heart towards him. As I'm saying, no, we are in the time that we shouldn't do this and this and that, you know, this is the time to make sure, and every time I really question, what should I eat, I should question, is he the being of my heart or not? Is he the being of my heart or not? He doesn't accept anything less than that. And he will not accept anything less than that. No matter how many days you fast. Again, at one point, he said, I didn't ask you to fast. But I asked you to give me the heart. Remove, direct, or establish. And finally, the parallel again in the First Samuel is to serve him, to worship. And in the Gospel of St. Luke, as you said, the third one is what? Count the cost. Is there a parallel again between counting the cost and worship? Yes, there is. Counting the cost, sadly, we've been taking it out of context several times. And we look at it as, yes, before, in order to have a relationship with him, we have to sit down and evaluate and do. But actually, the context is not like that. Count the cost. Know that when we count the cost, before we start into that and enter into that fight, we will definitely find out what, that we are what? Have nothing. So if we really count the cost, we'll find out that we are in debt, in the negative. But when we count the cost in the right way, knowing that it is him, we know that what? He's given us everything. Have you noticed the passage that I read in the Synaxarium about St. Epiphanius? Nilas, not Abu Nufair. Was it Abu Nufair? Nilas. When he said what? When he's telling his people, do not be afraid from scorpions and from this, because what we have is much, much more stronger. Right? This is how we count the cost. When we know what we have, when we don't stay still and sit and say, you know what, we are so weak, we cannot do anything. And that's why the fast is a very, very great exercise for that. Right? You know, delaying my cup of coffee 1 hour is not going to let me die. Right? Waiting not to have breakfast in the morning and delay this for an hour or two or three is not going to let me die. And don't say, well, I can't do this. I'm used to my cup of coffee. I'm used to my whatever. No. It's just a reminder that as we can do this, we can also, what God is able to give us all the power to step on and to defeat all the enemy. Count the cost. And that's why I'm paralleling this to the worship. Worship. How are we worshiping Him? Are we just worshiping Him again in the passage that I read, in the verse that I read in Samuel, 1 Samuel 7, says, and He will deliver you out of His hand of the Philistine. And then it says after this that the people said, you know what, we will do that. We will worship you. We will worship you, right? But how is that? Serve Him. We would serve you with all our heart. How we can serve Him? When we serve Him, we're not knowing that we are the one that are doing, that are offering, right? We're serving and knowing that, you know, that it's serving Him by truth and by spirit, not just by what? Changing food and pretending that we are righteous, because we'll never be righteous without Him. We'll never be righteous without Him. When we count the cost, we will come to Him and serve Him with all our heart. We pour out our heart and say, you know what? We are worshiping you because be with the Spirit and with the truth. Not just because what we are able to give you. This is the fast. And this is how to prepare for that season. And this is why the church is actually keeping this message very, very clear in our minds and our hearts. Because we can't just move on and then all of a sudden, oh, it's Christmas, it's Advent, it's Nativity, and then we haven't done anything. We haven't prepared our hearts. We haven't seen Him in everything that we do. And that's why this is the message that the Lord is saying, what, let's be careful and understand exactly. I don't want worship without spirit and without truth. I don't want relationship with me while you keep other relationship much, much stronger and much, much important than I. I don't want fasting if you cannot give me and direct your heart and establish your heart, and the heart becomes your being. And that's why we come again, we look at the scripture today, at the gospel today, and see, well, that is what He wants. He was not pleased with the people just following Him, not pleased with people just fasting, but pleased with people who truly wants to be His disciples, truly wants to be His disciple. You know, I was just looking at the things after, Black Friday. I was just astonished by the number of actually, you know, I was looking at this. It says, you know, online record buying $9.8 billion in the U.S. And global-wise, $70.9 billion Black Friday. I was actually surprised, as coming from Egypt left on Friday night, that they are having all kind of sales on Black Friday in Egypt also. Like, wait a minute, where is this world going to? We pay $90 billion globally. And we're not able to have Him the being of our hearts. It's sad. It's very, very, very alarming. But that's why we need to start from here, from now, from us. From us. Because that's how the world will change. When we really say, what, you are the first. I don't care, even if I have to carry the cross, I want to be your disciple. I don't want just to be a follower from a distance while you're not in my heart. May God accept a spiritual, true fasting and prepare our hearts for His birth in our hearts, that we have Him, right? To remove every other idol, to remove every other relationship that takes place instead of Him. To establish our hearts and to come and to serve Him with really truth and love. To Him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.